Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsnawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Come, Holy Spirit.
A reading from John's Gospel. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Picture the scene. Jesus sits with his 12 disciples, those he has called to be apostles. They had been together for 3 rich and incredible years, walking and talking with him, questioning him, sharing meals and friendship with him. Their lives were intimately bound together by their common experiences. Now they sit at table with him once again. They partake of yet another Passover meal, but this one is different. As the disciples listen to their master and teacher, they hear a different tone in his voice. There's a certain peacefulness, yet a kind of urgency. He has a lot to tell them, and the time is getting short. They don't know it yet, but this is their last meal with him as they know him now. Yet there will be other meals, as he reveals his risen self to them, and many more in memory of him after he returns to his Father. This meal is his last full sermon, the culmination of everything he has said before. These words come from a heart that is both sad and joyful. Jesus the teacher will become Jesus the Savior through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Father has sent the Son into the world, and now the Son sends his disciples, including us, into the world to continue his mission, to continue the proclamation of the good news that God's reign is here and we are part of it. We are family with God as our Father, our Mother. We are brothers and sisters in the new creation. The Spirit of truth is coming soon to guide them and to strengthen them, to give them the courage to risk suffering and rejection, and yes, even death, for the sake of the sacred mission. What was given to the Son will be taken by the Spirit and passed on to us. Now it is ours to treasure, ours to pass on, ours to live. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth.